Welcome to MBA Podcaster, the only broadcast source for cutting-edge information and advice on the MBA application process. I'm Janet Nakano. You can blame it on the economy, but there's been an uptick of MBA applications. What does that mean for you?
That means that the competition is going to be increased.
If more candidates are vying for the same number of seats at business schools, that also means more applicants are unfortunately getting rejected. Some schools encourage you to reapply while others don't. This time, we'll learn from admissions officers about the reapplication process, where you can find feedback and how you can recover from rejection and re-energize your application to get accepted the next time around. According to GMAC, the number of GMAT test takers in the first 2 months of the year have increased by more than 7%. Outside the U.S., the numbers rose nearly 22%. That means more MBA applications. Beth Fly is Assistant Dean and Director of Admissions and Financial Aid for the full-time MBA program at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. She says this is something to consider when applying to business schools.
I'm just a big believer in being aware of as much pertinent information as possible so that a person is in the know, they're aware of what's going on in the environment. There are no rude surprises. And looking at this year, applications across the industry are up. And generally speaking, at the macro level, that means that the competition, on average, is going to be increased.
A rejection letter could be the result of a number of possible weaknesses, says Fly.
In some cases, it may be a matter of their numbers, meaning their grades, their GMAT scores were not up to the bar that we were looking for. Another reason could be that a person did not make a strong case for his or her reason about, you know, why the purpose of an MBA and a lack of career direction. Probably the big word that drives what we do at Kellogg, and it starts in our office, and that is quality. And one of the things, for example, sometimes that may not meet the standard that we're looking for could be quality of an applicant's work experience. We are not anchored on the tenure or the length or duration for how long an applicant has worked or has been working. We're most interested in what the quality of that person's career progression has been. Quality meaning, have they been promoted? What have they learned? How does their prior experience link up to what their current intended post-MBA goals may be? So there are some cases where we have concerns around the quality of one's work experience. And, you know, that also can link up with another thing that we look for is overall would this person be a strong contributor to his or her classmates in study groups, in the classroom, in presentations.
Some schools offer feedback to those denied admission. And Fly says Kellogg used to be one of those schools. However, since last summer, they've eliminated their feedback policy due to time constraints. But that hasn't affected how they see reapplicants.
We certainly welcome reapplicants. If anything, what that tells me is if someone is willing to go through the blood, sweat, and tears of the process of reapplying again, to me that is a strong measure of conveying that they really are interested in being a part of Kellogg, and that's something that none of us here take for granted.
Every school has a different reapplication procedure. At Kellogg, reapplicants must complete the same application along with an additional essay.
There's one essay question that reapplicants are required, and that question would be, since your previous application, what are the steps you've taken to strengthen your candidacy? The content and the response from reapplicants to that question, for me, is a way to say, okay, what is different? But ultimately, what we'd like to see is hopefully what is stronger. By law, we have to keep applications on file for 2 years. So if, let's say like for this year, if someone applied for 2007 admission or 2006 admission, we would have that information on hand and it would be visible. Our emphasis would be on the new application for 2008. But we would have that information in front of us, mainly just to do a comparison to see what is different and also what is more competitive.
While many reapplicants are successful the second time around, Fly says there's no guarantee.
Let's say if someone was admitted last year, I'll take a sort of a different angle. If someone was admitted last year, and perhaps it was personal reasons that they were not able to join us or chose not to go to business school altogether, and they reapply this year, does that automatically guarantee admission this year? Absolutely not. We would have that on record, of course, but it all depends on the competition with the pool.
INSEAD has a different perspective on reapplicants. Caroline Diarte Edwards is INSEAD's Director of Admissions for MBA Programs. She says second chances aren't freely given out.
In most cases, we don't encourage reapplication because we find that when candidates do reapply, in most cases, the decision of the admissions committee the second time round is consistent with the first decision. But we would encourage reapplication in some cases, for example, where we believe that, you know, perhaps it's the wrong time for the candidate to be taking an MBA and come back to us with more professional experience, more international experience, etc. We don't tell anyone that they can't reapply. We don't refuse applications. So if someone does reapply, even though we've advised them not to, and that does happen, they will reapply and we will consider their application again. We would certainly advise people not to reapply if they're basically reapplying with the same profile, kind of just the sort of repackaged application, then it's almost certain that they would be rejected. If someone's reapplying and, for example, their experience is substantially different from the professional experience that they had when they applied the first time round, then they could be evaluated differently.
Edwards says most candidates denied admission are not provided with any feedback due to the volume of applications they receive. However, those that are encouraged to reapply are given specific instructions on what areas they need to improve and what parts of the application they'll need to complete.
If someone wants to reapply, then they get in touch with us and we will give them the guidelines regarding the information that we need from them. So if it's within 1 to 2 years, it's not the full application all over again. We'll tell them specifically what parts of the application they would need to update.
Edwards says candidates should review INSEAD's admissions criteria when applying, as this will be the most telling whether someone is the right fit with the school.
Our evaluation criteria are fourfold. So we're looking at academic track record. We're looking at professional experience and leadership potential. We're looking at what we call international motivation. INSEAD is a very, very international school, and we're preparing people for careers on an international stage. So we're looking for people who, through their experience to date or at least through their ambitions, can demonstrate that being in this type of environment is appropriate for them. And then we're looking for what they're going to contribute to the program. So are they someone who's going to engage in vigorous debate in the classroom, for example? So those are the four things that we're looking at. Normally when someone's rejected, it's on a combination of elements relating to those criteria rather than just one specific thing, because we really are looking at the whole picture.
This is MBA Podcaster. Stay tuned to the rest of the program after a brief word from our sponsor.
Support for MBA Podcaster comes from Manhattan GMAT, the world's largest GMAT-exclusive test preparation provider. Developed by Ivy League education professionals and continually updated to reflect current trends, Manhattan GMAT's advanced curriculum goes beyond teaching the tricks and focuses on in-depth content understanding as well. All programs are taught by highly trained and experienced instructors with GMAT scores of 750 or better. Visit manhattangmat.com/MBA podcaster to explore program options including a 2-week intensive boot camp, private tutoring, and 9 session courses offered in a classroom setting or online through a live interactive platform. MBA Podcaster listeners will receive a $100 discount on Manhattan GMAT programs by using the code PODCAST2006 when enrolling for courses. Visit manhattangmat.com/MBA podcaster to enroll and receive your discount. Manhattan GMAT, the new standard in GMAT preparation.
At USC Marshall School of Business, applicants rejected will have an opportunity to get feedback. Monica Farrell is USC Marshall's Assistant Director of MBA Admissions.
We offer what we call deny counseling every September, and the instructions to arrange for this are outlined in the deny letter. And it is essentially to, you know, call our office and make an appointment. In that conversation, we really encourage them to look at the class profile. We have that in front of them. We point that out. And then have them make the self-assessment with their file as to what areas could use further development and what areas maybe they can't change. But to really identify the areas they can change. Sometimes that's retesting. Sometimes that's, you know, taking more quantitative-based coursework. Maybe it's more work experience full-time. Post-collegiate salaried work experience.
Farrell says re-applicants to USC Marshall will have to submit a shorter version of the application.
It consists of one letter of recommendation, one essay, an updated resume, and then the application form. We definitely don't hold anything against a re-applicant. In fact, we're glad to see their dedication in coming to USC Marshall. However, it's not easier to get in the second time around. And the same kind of thinking applies. Reapplicants should gauge what USC Marshall is looking for and assess fit and then build their case accordingly.
The McCombs School of Business at the University of Texas at Austin also offers candidates feedback. Tina Mabley is McCombs Director of MBA Admissions.
If they've been denied, they can request feedback from us, but they need to proactively request it. And what we do is we offer a feedback letter over the summer. During the admission season, it's quite busy, so we don't have time to sort of open and review files at that time. But what we will do for students who request feedback is take their file over the summer and provide a very detailed feedback letter to them about where the weaknesses in their application were. We do have a policy with our feedback letter that we don't comment on letters of recommendations or the interview. That's to protect the privacy of recommenders and interviewers.
Mabley says they give strong consideration to reapplicants. However, it's not necessarily easier to get in.
We like to see reapplicants. That said, we have expectations of reapplicants. And because we have this feedback process, students who take the initiative to ask about their application and seek to understand where the weaknesses might have been and to address those are applicants that we absolutely love to see. We specifically do these feedback letters because oftentimes there are students who we like the application, but there's just something that's not coming together in the correct way. And we want that opportunity to direct those students in a way that helps them put their application together better. It may be that they take quantitative classes to better represent their quantitative ability because they find out that it wasn't well represented in their application. It may be that they take some more time during the year to gain some perspective and take some time to do some introspection on what they want to do to construct their essays better and draw better conclusions in their essays that help us determine the fit with the program and the fit with their goals and what they're trying to accomplish.
Reapplicants to McCombs must fill out another application. However, Mabley says they do accept previous letters of recommendation.
In my experience, I recommend that students go ahead and at least get one new letter of recommendation. It works in their favor. You know, sometimes they don't want to bother the same person for a letter of recommendation, but it's always good to get a current one to sort of keep a fresh perspective and to reflect what they've been able to do in the past year.
One of the benefits of reapplying is that in the second time around, you'll be more knowledgeable, have gained more experience, and will have the opportunity to improve your application. Kellogg's Beth Fly says the worst thing a reapplicant can do is not to make any changes.
Actually, unfortunately, we've had a few people in the past that will submit the same essay content. And, you know, to me, that's a judgment issue because it's, wait a minute, you know, that's almost like looking at this as cutting and pasting as opposed to going inward, being reflective and talking about who you are now. So I'd say I have seen that before. In the days when we used to give feedback, sometimes we would, you know, we would say, hey, your career direction was not very well articulated going forward when you apply. You just want to make sure that you're more transparent about that to us as far as making your case. and for whatever reason, that person would apply again, and we see the same problem.
Tina Mabley also says reapplicants should not submit the same application, but on the opposite end, reapplicants shouldn't be changing too much either.
If they completely change their argument for why they want an MBA in such a way that it's clear that they really don't have a sense of what they want to do. Last year it was investment banking, and this year it's marketing strategy. Now, that could actually happen to someone, that they've changed their goals that much in a year, but they would need a lot of supporting evidence and a lot of convincing to sort of make that argument. So that dramatic of a shift, looking from one year to the next, would also impact where they are. So applicants should really think about the second application as a continuation or improvement. It's almost like a second draft. They got feedback from an English teacher on how to write their paper better, and now they're resubmitting it. So you're not writing a completely different paper. You're just tweaking the things that were flagged as areas for improvement.
Understanding why you were rejected isn't easy. And if you can't get feedback directly from the admissions office, gaining perspective may be even harder. But Beth Fly says one place you could find feedback is from someone who's gone through the application process before.
I think it's fine if an applicant wants to talk with, let's say, someone who is a current student. I think that's fine to do that. What we don't want to have see is someone give just absolute prescriptive advice, because for admission to Kellogg, there is no prescription for admission. One of the best things that they can do for themselves is to do their due diligence about schools. Not just knowing schools as organizations, but from the admissions process, okay, what information is available? What is the profile for the class that's about to graduate look like, or the class that entered last fall look like? I do think it's good to do due diligence, to do benchmarking, and to talk with people who have gone down this path and you know, get their opinions and get their feedback.
Reapplying isn't about reinventing who you are, says Mabley. It's about making a stronger application.
I think the hardest thing for all applicants is being on the other side of the process and not knowing what goes on the admissions side. And the most important thing that an applicant can do, any applicant, and especially a reapplicant, is really have a well-researched decision about business school, a well-thought-out plan for themselves, taking that time to get to know themselves, and in a reapplication year, if they figured out a target area that they want to get an MBA for, going and interviewing people in that industry to get a sense of, this is an industry that I may know or not know particularly well, and so using that time to educate themselves to make an even stronger case for why they are such a fit, not only with where they're trying to go, you know, what their experience has been. And an application is really making a case for why they think they're a good fit for a school. And anything that they can do in a second year to make that case stronger, you know, can they take classes that demonstrate to the admission office that they're serious? Can they interview people in their area of interest to better draw conclusions about, here's the experience I have and here's how it's strongly a fit with this area that I'm looking to get into? Anything that helps them make a better case for themselves would be my recommendation.
Support for MBA Podcaster comes from Manhattan GMAT, the world's largest GMAT-exclusive test preparation provider. Developed by Ivy League education professionals and continually updated to reflect current trends, Manhattan GMAT's advanced curriculum goes beyond teaching the tricks and focuses on in-depth content understanding as well. All programs are taught by highly trained and experienced instructors with GMAT scores of 750 or better. Visit ManhattanGMAT.com/MBA Podcaster to explore program options, including a 2-week intensive boot camp, private tutoring, and 9 session courses offered in a classroom setting or online through a live interactive platform. MBA Podcaster listeners will receive a $100 discount on Manhattan GMAT programs by using the code PODCAST2006 when enrolling for courses. Visit ManhattanGMAT.com/MBA Podcaster to enroll and receive your discount. Manhattan GMAT, the new standard in GMAT preparation.
For more information, advice, and to register for your weekly MBA podcast, visit MBAPodcaster.com. I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster. Join us next time on another topic to help you in your application process and life beyond.